This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the program with you tonight. You've got Ian
and Mark.
Join us on the phones at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username here is lrn.fm. We're talking about the splits within the Republican and Democratic parties. What started the conversation was a story from CNN Politics about how at the recent Nevada State Democratic Convention, there were apparently was some real conflict between supporters of Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, including alleged Bernie Sanders supporters shouting, cursing, obscene gestures, vile insults, crude comments about the female anatomy. Hillary Clinton supporter Barbara Boxer said she has never seen anything quite like this before, saying that it disrespectful doesn't even explain it. It was worse than that. Are things falling apart for both of the political parties? What will that mean for the upcoming 2016 general election and beyond? Mark, you think that the United States cannot survive this this political strife?
Well, I think that the U.S. government is wickedly in debt. That doesn't seem to particularly matter. I mean, you know,
no, they can just keep digging into debt.
Yeah, the currency itself is based on debt, but that, I mean, people are getting so far away from each other. I mean, at this point, look at the Republicans. You know, I mean, you get this guy that really doesn't represent Republican values very much. He's just taken
whatever those are.
Well, traditional ones. I mean, when you look at Republicans, what they say they want, Donald Trump's policies are not those things.
He's not? What do Republicans want?
Well, they didn't want universal health care. He was talking about single payer.
They voted for Mitt Romney in Massachusetts. He brought that on.
Yeah, well, Mitt Romney said he didn't want to do that. I'm just talking about the lip service, Ian. I'm not talking about what these politicians do. Politicians are liars and thieves. Newsflash, America. Politicians lie to you.
Gotcha.
But Donald Trump's back and forth and saying all kinds of different things. So it's difficult to know where he is. But the standard issued Republicans lost to him. There was a big push-pull in the party. At this point, everybody's trying to get them all together, but there's a lot of people that aren't going to vote for Donald Trump. They're just not going to do it. And on the Democratic Party, they have the same thing going on. It's a really strange election season, and I just don't know if the whole system can handle it.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Sarah. She's in Columbia, South Carolina, listening to WQXL. Hey, Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you. Just wanted to let you know I'm a registered Republican, but I will not be supporting Trump. Just not completely convinced either that he can defeat Hillary. And in my opinion, there are other options. I personally will be riding in Cruz. But Donald Trump just has the mentality of a dictator and is a bully, and he has no legislative experience. I mean, I haven't heard any specific concrete policies from him.
I'm not really sure, just to jump in here, I'm not really sure why someone with no legislative experience is a bad thing. I think I'd rather not have someone who knows how to log roll and to back scratch and to make deals. I'm not saying I support any of these people. I don't know if that's necessarily a black mark against him.
Let me elaborate on that a little bit. I mean, I was in, I'm retired. I was in politics for 30 years. I've worked for 4 senators and a governor. But research director of 2 different Senate committees. But what I mean by that is you might be able to bully and operate with that bullying mentality in a business, in a public business transaction, but you can't bully your way through Congress.
But that's all politicians ever do is bully people. I mean,
they don't.
That's what politicians do. They pass laws to threaten us. They threaten us with jail and and fines. I asked the question.
You don't bully Putin.
What do you mean by that?
Putin is supporting Trump, isn't he?
You know, I'm just saying he has
Can't hear you.
You just got really muffled. I don't know what happened.
I think
there.
You moved away from the microphone on your phone.
Yep. Yep. We got you. Okay. Yep. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is, you have to be able to, when you're trying to pass legislation and draft legislation, you have to be able to work with both sides of the party, with Democrats and Republicans. You can't go in there and say, this is the way it's going to be. And that's
why not?
That's the way he presents himself. It's his way or no way.
I'd rather have somebody in there mucking everything up and preventing legislation from passing than going in there passing more laws.
It's kind of what's been going on for the last 6.5 years or so, is that basically nothing's getting done in Washington, or very little.
But, well, I don't, you know, when people say that, that's a ridiculous statement. Plenty of things are getting done. They're threatening people left and right, putting peaceful people in prison cells. Whether or not the politicians can get along and pass more laws.
We are talking about politicians here, Ian, and if you want the...
Well, when people say nothing's getting done in Washington, it makes it sound like everything's at a standstill.
If you want the bureaucracy to be unwound, sir, you need to get something done on the political level.
I want it all to fall apart. I don't really care whether it unwinds. I don't ever expect it to. Hey, Sarah, thank you for the call tonight. I don't ever expect it to unwind. Get real. It's not going to unwind. This is the biggest government on the entire planet. You're not going to be able to go in there and take it apart bit by bit. Oh, let's cut this program out. Oh, let's cut this one out. No, that's just not going to happen. It's a behemoth. This thing is the Leviathan. Its tentacles are into absolutely everything. No amount of deal making is not even Donald Trump, if he wanted to do this, and he doesn't. He doesn't want to take the government down. He's not a voluntarist or a libertarian or anything like that. You're never going to be able to take this thing apart. And I'm an optimist. I believe in the future of humanity not having the idea of the state. I just don't think you're going to be able to whittle the federal government away. It's going to have to fail, ultimately. Or the states are going to have to secede from it in order to cause its failure.
I think that, at some point you will see... I kind of feel like that's what's happening right now, is that people feel so unrepresented by Washington, D.C.
That's true.
What's going on there, that, you know, they're frustrated and their ire is being turned in every direction, including the presidential candidates.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it's just beginning to shake apart.
Good. Let's go to Jacob listening in Roundwood, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jacob.
Hello.
Hey there.
So I wanted to talk about the Libertarian Party candidates.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I like Daryl W. Perry. He's
our co-host.
He's our co-host.
Like him.
Here on Free Talk Live.
I was thinking about the three front runners, because I don't like any of them.
Well, I don't know how you determine if they're front runners or not, because there are different polls.
Austin, Gary, and what was that third guy? The guy with the
Austin Peterson, history. Gary Johnson, John McAfee.
Yeah,
have been different polls along the way, and Daryl has won some of those polls, so I don't know if it's fair to say that those three are the front runners. They've been chosen for some debates that Daryl's been excluded from, but Daryl was chosen for the RT debate a couple weeks ago and did a great job there. So Daryl's the most principled. Daryl W. Perry, you can go to his website, darylwperry.com. I know you already know about him, but I'm giving it out for people that don't. And he's the most principled libertarian of all of the candidates in the Libertarian Party nominating race. Second to him, I believe John McAfee would probably be the next best choice. And even Daryl came on the air this week and said that initially his viewpoint was that he would vote for none of the above if he was not the chosen candidate in the Libertarian Party. But now he has said that he would if he's not chosen, that he would vote for John McAfee, because McAfee apparently did a really kick-butt job in the debate that happened last week in the Nevada Libertarian Party convention.
And likely because of his vice presidential nominee, Judd Weiss, is a very principled libertarian, and I believe that...
I think it was because of how John McAfee actually performed in the debate, and the words that came out of his mouth is why Daryl... I don't want to put words in Daryl's mouth, but that's what I understood from what he told me. And so if Daryl gives John McAfee the nod, then that's a really a good endorsement. So I would say those are probably your two best actual most libertarian candidates within the Libertarian Party's nomination for the presidency.
Well, that's a pretty good endorsement. Although I'm not so sure about his McAfee's comments about cybersecurity and having the internet of China.
He claimed that he could hack into that that iPhone, and apparently...
He was BSing.
Yeah, just BSing about that. I have to agree. I think that the McAfee is just too much of a showman there with the AK-47s and the bazooka.
I think that's exactly... I think it would work
great. I like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
libertarians are going to love that about him, and I hope he cleans the floor with Johnson if Darrell doesn't get the nomination. Thanks, Jacob, for your call tonight. We'll, of course, keep you in the loop as that situation develops here on Free Talk Live. Your call's coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. You can dial in here and join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or for any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online, LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com right now. LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or broker, and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details will vary. See LoanUS.com for more details. We go to the phones, to the phone. We're talking about the political chaos going on right now within the Democratic and Republican parties, and Bobby is on the line in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey,
great. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I think it's all kind of funny. It's one of those things I've been trying to vote for, see if a third party could rear its head and kind of give them a little bit of something to think about in the Republican and Democratic Party. I was hoping that the Libertarians were going to do it at one point. Maybe there's going to be an opening forum coming up soon. Being it looks like both parties are getting ready to fracture, and there might be an opportunity there.
I'm hoping.
Of the two major parties, the only one I could conceivably see myself voting for would be Bernie, and I know all the baggage with the socialism and too much government and everything, but he's the only one that I could see that seemed like an honest person. I mean, Trump's already got his name plastered all over buildings like Mao and any of the other dictators, you know, always have the big effigies of himself. And he already started with his buildings with his name all over the place. We certainly don't need that. And Hillary should have been in jail about 47 times and seems to be able to get out of it. So of the two major parties, Bernie was the only one, and he still might have a chance, but I doubt it. I'm probably going to wind up voting Libertarian and hoping that through all this that we get a couple, maybe three, four different political parties to kind of dilute the power at least and bring it down into smaller bite-sized pieces that we might be able to do something a little bit different.
Now, this isn't the first time that a political party has split in the history of the United States, right? Didn't there used to be the Democratic-Republican Party until they split up?
Sure.
Back in the 1800s?
The Whigs. I mean, there was the Whigs, and there was all kinds of different political parties, the Bull Moose Party.
Now, what happened with the Whigs? You know, where did they go?
They just basically disappeared in the split up of the Democratic-Republican Party.
Yeah, I think they morphed. You know, they all morphed one into the other. And the problem is, it's always been down to basically two. And when you have two sides of the same coin, you're not getting much difference.
Totally agree.
You need more like a parliamentary type thing where you got a whole bunch of people with slightly different views, but all have a say in it because you have to come to some kind of consensus before you can move forward. And I think that that would give like a Libertarian Party a better chance of having a voice and actually make that. That's the only way I can see peacefully of there being any kind of real change is
split up
the parties.
It's really difficult for people because what they see is they're like scared of the other side, whatever that other side is. Because generally, if you talk to somebody, they either like let's presume Clinton's going to be the one. They like the Democrat, they like the Republican just a little more than they like the other one, and they can be scared into you don't want the bad person to get in, and they just end up taking sides, and that's kind of the nature of having this winner take all system that we have. I mean, it doesn't have to be because ultimately, your vote mathematically is insignificant. It doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things, so you might as well vote for the person that you like best. Like, for instance, here in New Hampshire, Obama won by 60,000 votes. It wouldn't matter where my vote had gone in 2012. It wouldn't have made a difference because he won. It would have been 59,999 or 60,001 or whatever it would have been. It just wouldn't make a difference.
Right. Yeah, that, like I said, I'm here.
Go ahead. Like, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Well, no, like you were saying before, each person has to kind of try to create the reality that they want to live in a little bit at a time. You know, they say that having a garden is one of the most rebellious things you can do because, you know, you kind of take a certain part of the system out of the system and put it in your own hands. I am a bureaucrat, I guess, in the terms of you guys. I'm a paramedic for a county, so I do work for local government.
I'm a volunteer firefighter.
Yeah, well, I'm a full-time paid.
Well, there's some jobs that will be in existence in the absence of the state, and paramedic is one of those jobs. So, you know, whether you work for the government or you work for a private ambulance service, like here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's like a government ambulance and there's a private ambulance. You know, as long as you're helping people and saving lives, I got no problem with that. You know, when I think of bureaucrat, I think of somebody who's shiftless, lazy, and generally, you know, useless, sitting in their job trying to do as little as possible. That's kind of of what I think of when I hear the term bureaucrat. But I get where you're coming from, and I appreciate your service. Thanks, Bobby, for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, because there's a lot of pencil-pushing bureaucrats who will not exist in the absence of the state. I mean, they'll still be around, but they'll have to get real jobs in the productive economy.
Pencil pushers push pencils in the private sector, too. It's what happens is that when you have this, the people working in government are differently incentivized than people who work in the private market. Yeah, there's still bureaucrats out there.
Who were we talking to the other night that said they knew somebody who worked in government? And this was at the conference we were at. We're at the Talkers Conference. Somebody they knew was working in the government, and they actually wanted to do some work. So they asked their boss what they should do. Because I guess they couldn't figure it out on their own, so their
boss gave them Farmville or something.
Their boss told this person, "Send me some points in Fishville, or something like that. Send me some sort of thing, one of these in-game prizes or currencies or whatever. Send me those things in Fishville. That's your assignment for the day." That was the government work that they had to do.
Well, I can tell you, when my wife worked for the state of Florida, that. her boss essentially took her workload when she quit. She quit in like August and distributed the cases that she had out to the other folks in order to make it look like they had done more work.
Wow.
Essentially, she had finished her case.
She outworked the rest of them and made them look bad.
In 8 months, and then had extra time for her entire year to give to other folks.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not saying there aren't bureaucratic-like corporations, because there's certainly inefficiencies within corporations as well. But the corporations or businesses have competition. So ultimately, they are still compelled towards as much efficiency and excellence as they possibly can be compelled towards, because there are other competitors in their marketplace. So you and I, Mark, come from the radio world. We don't work for a big corporation anymore, thank goodness. But we did for a while work for Clear Channel, which was and still is one of the largest
about as big as it got.
Companies. They changed names. Now they're called iHeartMedia. And, God has blessed the Clear Channel / iHeartMedia stations that take the show. I appreciate it. We're on some of these big corporate radio stations. But everybody who works for these corporations knows where the inefficiencies are. They know what doesn't work.
The bigger the organization, the more inefficient.
Yeah.
The more the incentives are destroyed, the more inefficient, and that's basically what the state is.
And I think it's also worth pointing out that in some industries, there's more regulation, and that actually makes companies less competitive. So in the radio business, the reason why there are these big behemoth companies is because it's hard to get into the business. You and I can't go and just start a radio station legally. Now, you can do it illegally, and if you want to learn how to be a pirate radio operator, you can go to broadcast.lrn.fm, and there's some interesting tips and tricks there. But most people aren't willing to take those kinds of risks, so they want to jump through the government's hoops, and guess what? You can't, because the FCC won't even let you apply for a radio station pretty much all of the time. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio, live Saturday edition for you. The phone number is 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. So Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. You know, we're talking about the government of the United States. Maybe, you know, how much longer does it have? People in
all governments fail at some point.
Yes, at some point it will end. And hopefully it will be within our lifetime.
So you look at this as this great, great thing.
I don't think this is necessarily great. Death of the largest, most oppressive state in the entire world.
Why is this the most oppressive state?
Let's count the numbers of people they've oppressed around the world. How about the hundreds of thousands of innocent people that have been put to death directly by the U.S. military's bombing campaigns in a variety of Middle Eastern countries?
They pale in comparison to the number of North Koreans that are oppressed by their own government.
Look, I don't care about what's going
on
over there.
Well, if you're just going to use hyperbolic statements, I'm going to hold you to them.
Are you telling me North Korea is in any way as oppressive to the entire globe as the United States federal government? What government around the entire globe is as hegemonic, as intrusive in the rest of the world's affairs?
I would say that they are the most hegemonic.
Okay.
But
that's oppression, sir.
It's not necessarily oppression.
Yeah,
if they're a better hegemony than what you would necessarily be expecting. So, for instance, if they're hegemonic with Egypt, I don't know, maybe standard of living will go up there. That's
ridiculous.
You're
saying some other government coming in and influencing another state and putting its troops around and, you know, intimidating people is going to somehow result in a better economic situation? I don't believe it.
Sometimes bullies need to be bullied.
So are you advocating for invasions? Are you advocating for occupations?
I'm advocating that people be able to use force to stop force, and sometimes they can't. Right? Like their states have disallowed them from getting guns, that kind of thing. I think the best thing the United States could do...
You mean like the United States in some states?
Open up its borders so that people who are in terrible, despotic places can come here and live a better life.
Yeah, and how about bring the troops home from around the globe where they're occupying something like...
If you call this the most oppressive government the world has ever seen, I'm going to hold you account.
Did I say the world has ever seen? I meant what's happening now.
I still think that you can find...
You're saying there's another country that's more oppressive, more intrusive around the entire globe than the United States.
Certainly not.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, quantity of worldwide oppression. Now, that's not to say that there aren't dictators who are oppressing their people worse within their borders than are happening here in the United States. We know that the United States is still within the top 20 most free countries around the entire globe. But... look at how people feel around the world about the United States. People in other countries have strong opinions. Many of them are negative towards the U.S. federal government because they see them as an intrusive, oppressive organization, and they're absolutely right about that. You know, the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you're tired of governments, all of them, murdering people around the world, then stop using their money. There is an alternative, and it's Bitcoin. It's a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using government money, you're helping the state. So stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, and spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com as we go to the phones and to the phone. We'll start with Earl. He's in New York listening to WAUB in Auburn. Hey, Earl.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome.
Hey. Oh, several things, I guess, now. One.
Pick one.
You think that splitting up the United States is such a great thing. Well, the Articles of Confederacy.
Confederation?
In between Cornwallis surrender and present system did not work because, hey, the 13 colonies / states / countries back then, just didn't work.
Yeah, they couldn't get along. That much is true. You would agree that when they were looking to amend these articles to make them better, that essentially the Constitution was slipped in on people. You would also agree that there were states that were forced into signing the Constitution. There was a blockade put on Portsmouth, and Rhode Island was forced into signing. I mean, this isn't exactly. The Constitution, the General Welfare Clause, the Interstate Commerce Clause, these things have been used for terrible, terrible ends.
Nothing's perfect, man. Nothing's perfect.
Well, why force people to try to get along? I mean, if the problem with the Confederacy initially, if the problem was that not all the states were getting along, then why bother continuing to try to make that happen? Why not just let them all go their separate ways?
One of the difficulties of it was that New York controls you cannot drive from New England to Pennsylvania and not pass through New York.
It's a problem. We paid like a bunch of money in tolls.
So there's a real issue there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Next thing.
Thanks, Earl, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Well, Mark, I'm not worried about New York. I think the market would solve that problem. If it turned out that New York was charging too much for tolls, somebody'd get on a damn ship and start, taking things out some different direction go through Canada.
I don't think communication was developed enough during the Enlightenment period in the late 18th century to, it's not the world today. So the world today, it's about trade, it's about commerce. War isn't something that's constantly going on for most countries. Most countries are living in peace, just trading and doing business and, those kind of things. So it's not like it was 200 and something years ago. Yes, I think that if you had the Articles of Confederation now, that people would be able to do a little bargaining and back and forth, and they would, they absolutely would be able to make things work. The Constitution has been perverted well beyond its bounds. I think that Alexander Hamilton, who was a statist by my definition, would probably be shocked by what the Constitution's begun.
Let's go to your calls and talk to John, listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live and watching us on YouTube. By the way, we should mention we are on YouTube, and you can check that out anytime you want by going to cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, John. John in YouTube land. John going once. John going twice. Maybe he's in a bad cell. We'll give him one more chance here in a little bit. Let's go instead to Rob. He's in New Jersey. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
This is Ralph.
Oh, it's Ralph. Hi, Ralph.
I'm glad that the issue of the Confederacy was put in by that previous caller, because once again,
another bad cell. Tell you what, we're going to put you on hold. We'll get to you, too. It's a good night here for calls like that. Toll-free number is 855-453. And if you want to sound crystal clear, unless you're having internet difficulties, Skype will work for you most of the time. I think probably more often than a phone call, Skype probably works better more often than calls do. So you can try Skype out. Super easy to do. Just install it. It's free on your smartphone if you got one of those devices.
Have it.
I don't know about that.
Most people have Skype, right?
No. Otherwise, most people would call us with Skype, and most people don't.
They just haven't added us.
Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go to Greg. He's listening in Indianapolis. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Tune to WIBC.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your show.
Thanks.
I wish WIBC carried you more than one night a week, but anyway.
We do, too. But, you know, it's good to be there one night a week. We appreciate that, and we appreciate that you guys are out there listening. So if you want to pass the word on to the program director, I'm sure he would appreciate hearing from you. Because most of the time, program directors get negative comments from listeners. You know, somebody will call them up and say, I don't like what so-and-so said on the air last week. But if you actually call and say, hey, I really like that show on Saturday night, Free Talk Live, could you put it on maybe Sunday night? Maybe every night? Because we are there live 7 nights a week. I know you were calling about something else, so stand by, Greg. Yeah. We're going to bring you back here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So anybody that calls our local radio station and asks for Free Talk Live if they're not airing us, or asks for more Free Talk Live if they already are, we sure do appreciate it. It makes a difference.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio waves, live Saturday edition, continuing with your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-453. Democrats, Republicans, internal strife, unlike party politicians have ever seen. Barbara Boxer, who's a Democrat supporter of Hillary Clinton, a veteran of Democratic politics, according to CNN.com, says she's never seen anything like she saw with the alleged Bernie Sanders supporters in the Nevada State Democratic Convention this week. She called it, CNN called it chaos, claiming loud cursing, shouting, obscene gestures, vile insults, even crude comments about the female anatomy. Are we going to see a split within the Republican and or Democratic parties? Because what has it been, 200 years since something like that has happened? I was looking at the Democratic-Republican Party, a little bit of history about that, and that seemed to go to end in around 1824. So we're not quite 200 years away from that. Was there anything that split notably since that time?
The Bull Moose Party existed, but it was basically a, you know, one election, one candidate kind of situation, the same way sort of Jesse Ventura was with
I mean like a party that had been there and split like the Democrat Republicans did.
Not really.
So, I think it's about time. It's high time for some political upheavals and destruction, creative destruction, if you will. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Skype username, lrn.fm. Let's go back.
I will say that the parties have changed significantly, because really what the American parties are is they're a conglomeration of issue voters. So you'll find people that, like, for instance, I tend to be mostly fiscally conservative. I want a fiscally responsible government. And those folks tend to gravitate towards the Republican Party till they find out the Republican Party isn't fiscally responsible at all.
If they're paying attention.
And then maybe they'll go to the Libertarians, or they'll just say, I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
I want to talk back to Greg here. Greg, you're back on the line with us. You didn't have a chance to really get your thoughts out in the last segment, so please do. You're on Free Talk.
All right. I'm here. I just would observe that it seems to me like before anything like a Libertarian president has a chance to make any kind of a difference, we have to have libertarian county councilmen and state senators and U.S. senators and congressmen, there has to be, there has to be a group there who's willing to work with him if he ever does get elected, you know, in response to your comment that even if he got elected, he might bring the troops home or do a couple things. But there's going to be a lot of resistance on both sides of the aisle unless he has some sympathetic people who are willing to, you know, fight for him. Whether it's a libertarian or some other party, it doesn't seem to me like it's going to happen.
What do you think the best way to get that done is, to get these libertarians
in
local?
A neighbor of my father's, my father and stepmother were all their libertarians and, you know, make kind of negative light out. I went over and introduced myself to the guy and shared my support for what I knew what the party stand for at that time, and I said I'd like to get involved, and I never heard from him. So I obviously reached out.
That was a little bit hard to understand. You said you wanted to get involved, but you never heard from them?
Yeah, he never called, never got a hold of me.
Yeah, so that's not a surprise.
Yeah, well,
libertarians are notoriously ineffective all around the country, which is one of the reasons why concentrating activism has shown proven successes here in New Hampshire. You've got a migration that's actually happening right now of what are expected to be thousands of like-minded libertarians, people who actually believe in freedom, who are willing to do something about it. They're uprooting themselves and moving to New Hampshire so we can actually win elections, so we can actually have an effect on the political system, because they're just too dispersed, too distributed all across the United States. So even if a libertarian president were to be elected in 2016, as I said, it would have to be a miracle for that to happen. But if that were to be able to somehow happen, it would mean that that libertarian presidential candidate was receiving enough media attention to actually be present in people's homes, you know, be seen, be have people be aware of that person and think about those ideas, consider them carefully, and then actually vote for those. If that were to happen, then you could presume that in that miraculous situation that other libertarian candidates would also get some attention by said media for more local elections, senator, and House of Representatives and things like that.
Sure.
So odds are good the libertarian presidential candidate, if they were to miraculously win, would probably not win within the vacuum. There would probably be some other libertarian wins around the country, whether it would be enough to actually have any kind of control over things. Again, we're talking about a ridiculous miracle situation in the first place that is not in any way, shape, or form going to actually occur, unless all of a sudden the libertarians start getting attention that they've historically never received by the mainstream media in the history of the Libertarian Party.
Yeah. One other comment, that is, you know, all the talk about a third party, basically what potentially, you know, and it's often referred to as a wasted vote, but what it ends up meaning is that the person who wins with less than half of the vote, which means that the 58 or 62 or 51% of the people didn't want that candidate. So,
well, remember, that's only of the people who voted, because there's also about half of America who doesn't actually vote, and so never is the majority of America wanting any of these political candidates. I think most people would like to be left alone.
And Bill Clinton won with less than 50% of his vote, and in his term he had a budget surplus. If you're going to claim that that this is a bad thing, you need to look at sort of the good things that occurred at that time frame too.
Hey, Greg, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I do appreciate it. If you want to get more thoughts on, we're here for you 7 nights a week. You can join us anytime at freetalklive.com. Plenty of time for you tonight, though. 855-450-FREE if you want to get in here. 855-450-3733 or Skype on into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Let's go to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, you know, I just want to mention that I know you're an independent and all this Green Party. And, you know, what they do is they split up the Democratic progressive vote into three waves. And what we wind up with, what we oppose the most is like the ultra-right, the Donald Trumps. And then, you know what? And then
who is we? You said what we oppose the most. Who's we?
Well, like ultra-right, like Bush, like Donald Trump. That's what we wind up with.
But no. Who's we? You said we oppose Donald Trump.
You get the progressive vote. Like, for example, like you're a Democrat, independent, Ralph Nader, the Green Party, and so forth. And what happens is that our votes, instead of all banding together to defeat Donald Trump, it winds up getting split up three different ways.
But there's also the Republicans are splitting too. So, I mean, there's splits on both political sides. So isn't that going to kind of even the odds? If a bunch of Republicans don't vote for Trump and a bunch of Democrats don't vote for Hillary, doesn't that basically make it anyone's game?
Well, I mean, who's they're going to be voted? I mean, how are they going to split the vote in November? Who are they going to vote?
We'll never know.
And by anyone's game, I mean one of the two major candidates, because it's obviously a game that's rigged in favor of the Republicans and the Democrats and against the Green Party and the Libertarians.
Sarah, it's very difficult to know the answer to, you know, what's going to happen in November.
I have a prediction.
But I have a guarantee.
I almost guarantee.
Your one vote in New Mexico will not make a difference.
Here's my prediction.
You should vote for the person you think is best.
Whoever wins, we will lose. Whoever wins, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, and it's likely to be one of those two, the U.S. government will become more oppressive, more expensive, more institutionalized, more ridiculous in its behavior, more violent, more invasive.
You know what I mean? There are presidents. It does make a little bit of a difference. Somebody's going to hang you and wring your neck as opposed to somebody that's going to help you out. You
know, they don't help people. See, this is – when has a president ever helped the American people in general? When has a president not continued to rape the American people fiscally and take their money and their obedience?
Wait a minute. You know what? Obama is doing us a favor with a $69 million art project. We got picked out of $169
million art project. You realize you're $19 trillion in debt.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. I am not in debt because they don't spend my money.
Art project.
I am not going to. You said she's in debt. Maybe she feels like she is, and some people feel like they are. But politicians
cannot certainly believe you are.
You. Okay, another person cannot sign a contract for you.
I'm with
they
you.
They can't tell you, oh, well, you know, we're over here, we had a meeting. We didn't include
you. And now you owe some money.
Right, we didn't include you in that meeting, but we were over here and we decided that you're going to have to pay $69,000 for all these services that you never asked for. What is it? I don't know what the average amount is. It's thousands, tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah,
something like that, that each America supposedly owes. As soon as a baby comes out of a womb, it's attached with like $50,000 in debt, supposedly. Give me a break. And those politicians certainly don't own it. They're going to be able to waltz away and retire a big time on your money. 855-450-FREE. So don't consider it your debt. You didn't do it, did you? 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 coming up.
Could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.